There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour we got to clear up some more myths and misconceptions about alkaline water. A big article at HuffPo. We're going to follow up on. My good buddy Paul Bertero from Echo Water is going to join us in a bit. And also, man, Don's still got a little bit of time off here. And I was just thinking, this is such a perfect story for him. We're gonna roll with it, though, in a moment. Also, we've got news about sleeping patterns being linked to cancer. Which pattern do you have? You'll definitely want to know about that. And you can check out all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please say thank you to our sponsors because they make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Also, a shout-out to our good buddy Jerry Doyle at Epic Times. We've got exclusive video content building on the stories that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including the latest one about Dr. Jack Wolfson winning a victory. Thanks to Jonathan Emord and Associates as well, and retained his license in Arizona because they claimed, he should be removed from the doctor pool. And this is not a joke anymore because of the story we covered last hour, talking about, mysteriously, these alternative, integrative, natural doctors that are outspoken, just what's going on, right? But in the case of Dr. Wolfson, the paleo cardiologist, he retained his license. They said it was a clear and simple First Amendment freedom issue to speak out about things, even if you disagree with them about the issue of vaccination. Now, one more alert we've got to do before we dive into the first topic. And by the way, this first topic is about know-it-alls. Know-it-alls. You ever met a know-it-all? There's plenty of them to go around. Maybe I'm a know-it-all. Maybe you think, all right, Robert, he's a know-it-all. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that. We'll ask Paul Bertero, too, in just a minute. But the DARK Act, you all have heard about this, right? The DARK Act, it was called the Deny Americans Right to Know Act. Basically, the federal government wants to preempt state governments on the issue of genetically engineered food labeling. Because, for instance, I believe it was Vermont, and Connecticut and others, Jonathan Emord has written basically bulletproof legislation on the state level that had basically survived scrutiny in the courts. They said, we can't overturn this. This is definitely not an issue that we can overturn in the courts. So Monsanto and the genetically modified abominations that they and others are went to the Congress and said, we can't have this. We can't have states mandating labeling for GMOs. We don't want people to know our products are in their food, right? How absurd is that? You're proud of your product? Label it. Good Lord. Personally, I don't think you should have that product on this planet. I think it is abominable. That's my opinion. What's yours? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So last week, the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. Notice how they lie. It isn't about safe and accurate food labeling. If it were, it would be like, hey, yeah, slap a GMO label on that because that corn is genetically engineered. It's about, no. This act prohibits any states from mandating labeling about GMOs. Again, promoting freedom in Congress? Oh, no, well, we can't do that. That would be anachronistic. Freedom? Well, no, that's too dangerous. Right? We might not buy Monsanto's food if we knew, right? That's what they're afraid of. So this thing went into committee and got voted out and said then that we're going to the Energy Committee and Commerce Committee. Hours later, the Ag Committee then approves it. And then the word goes, it's going right to the House floor. Days later, oops, don't look. It's going to pass, unless you step up and do something. So if you are participating in that criminal enterprise called Congress, I don't mean going in there, but maybe reaching out and saying, hey, you vote on this in a positive fashion, buddy, you're not going back to Congress no matter what. I will dedicate that is going to be the case. There's a phone number you can call if you're not sure who your congressman is. I certainly hope you know. But it's a toll-free number, 877-796-1949. 877-796-1949. Follow the prompts you can find by entering your zip code, who your congressional critter is. Thanks to Claudia at Health Foods by Claudia in Toledo, Ohio, for passing that on. And the DARK Act, of course, we've got it linked up. We'll blast it out through the Alliance for Natural Health USA. With that, I want to bring up my good buddy, Paul Bertier from Echo Water. Paul, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I love it that you're with me now on the air because I'm just like about to blow a gasket being so outraged about the DARK Act. I mean, my goodness, safe and accurate labeling. No, you can't label anything. That's what they're really saying.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Hey, what we don't know doesn't hurt us, right?
Yes, that's right. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance can be quite toxic. What you don't know can indeed hurt you. So that's, you know, I want to get into this know-it-all concept. I half joked about it. I know Super Don wanted to be here for this one, but man, oh man, we're not going to wait on it. He'll have to join us later. It's called overclaiming, right? This is a Time Magazine article. It says, know-it-alls more likely to accept falsehoods as facts, study shows. So the people who are learned in a particular topic can be fooled as easy or maybe easier than those who don't know the topic. And here's how they lay it out. Here's how they lay it out. They said, as researchers went to these so-called experts that would self-rate their knowledge, and if they said they had a high rate of knowledge, they were more likely to be duped by made-up words. Now, I'm not a finance guy, but they made up words for the financial experts and said, here, do you know what pre-rated stocks are? And they'd say, yes. Do you know what a fixed rate deduction is? And they say, yes. And do you know what annualized credit is? And they all sound like they're real, but evidently the researchers made up those words and they sounded like genuine financial jargon. And they say, oh, well, I can't look like I have no clothes. Remember the emperor's new clothes? And you know what I'm thinking, and we're going to get into this, and I don't want you to comment yet in the area of water, but that's what we have, a bunch of opposers when we talk about water and technology and alkalinity versus the hydrogen issue, and that's where I'm going to plant the seed for you, Paul, because we're going to go there today because there's questions on HuffPo about that. But in terms of when we are discovering and we are researching, and of course I know a lot about homeopathy, I know a lot about healing and natural medicine, but I might not know some of the terms that Dr. Batar uses, for instance, because he's a physician, he's licensed, he works in that realm, he's doing IV therapy all the time. I don't do it. Now, if a term comes up and I'll say, Dr. Batar, what does this mean? I don't have any problem with that. And then as he describes it and go, oh, well, I know what that means. It's just I didn't have the jargon. Sometimes it's just an issue of not knowing the jargon, and you can just step back and ask some questions, and you'll say, oh, I generally do know what that means, or you'll find out whether it's not even real.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, have you, I mean, you've been working in a very unique environment, of course, with your orthotics, what you've developed in your education in a certain area that not a lot of people know a lot about. Did you find people that when you talked about things that you knew they knew nothing about, that they would go, yeah, yeah, I know what that is?
No. Well, I agree with what they're saying, that sometimes these experts can be duped so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of them are talking about concepts that aren't basic anyway. So, you can get into these conversations and just talk about an aspect of it that they don't know anything about, and you mm-hmm. use some big words, and next thing you know, they're like, oh, that's amazing, he's an expert, and they're promoting you.
Right.
And yet, a lot of people who keep it simple, keep it, simple is a good word. They kind of go by the feeling. They go by the feeling, or they go by the intuition. They go by their truth meter. And sometimes people are just like, that don't feel right.
Yeah.
So, I I'm one of those people. I'm very healing and what have you. So,
mm-hmm.
I have found that there are some. But for me, I just have learned to speak from a place of truth anyways, and I don't share something that I myself am not confident or comfortable with.
Mm.
And next thing you know, most people I talk to are like, oh, no, I agree with that. I feel that's true. They use the word feel.
Yeah.
So, it's an interesting concept because you can, I've sat in at parties or I've sat at a place together where people are, they can talk for an hour, and you ask yourself, what did they just talk about?
And yes.
At the end of it, you're like, I don't know anything
right.
what was just said. It's just philosophy, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Paul, I love that you brought up the heart because, you know, a lot of these things are considered intellectual endeavors when you have this high degree of knowledge or claim to be in a certain area of expertise, and they kind of want to play mental mind games. I can out-giant my mind than yours or something. And the irony here, and I know why Superdon wanted to cover this subject, because the skeptics really, you know, they go after people that make statements that they don't understand or they claim they do that don't make sense. And yet their claims that, for instance, vaccines, there's no danger to vaccines, and of course they work every time, belie the facts. And the irony is that they're utilizing this concept against folks, but they're as guilty of it as anybody has ever been, claiming that expertise into an area which they have none or little.
Right.
So the heart-centered thing is where I love that you went, because the truth meter, as you talk about it, the detector, some people call it a BS detector. If you talk about it more positively, it's a truth detector. But it really is a space where you're not impressed by intellectual, games, mind games, although intellectual integrity is intriguing to me. I love that when somebody has the ability to say, I don't know, I will look into it, we'll ask somebody else. But the idea that you could be open to intuition, that, of course, takes it to a whole other realm where academia is loath to follow because there are no degrees that they can give you for intuition.
Right. No, it comes down to plugging into a source of truth. And you have to prepare yourself for that personally. You can't buy that. There's no little, thing in Target or whatever that go grab. You know, it's got to be part of you, and you have to be in tune.
Well, and this, Paul, is why you're such a good friend, because all the years I've known you, you've never played those intellectual games. You've always had that integrity and honesty to talk about things that you knew, and if you didn't know something, you didn't pretend. And I love going on this exploration with you in terms of water, which we're going to get to. But we've got to take a break in just a moment. We're going to be talking about sleep patterns and their impact on your health. In fact, a new study linking erratic sleep patterns or poor sleep patterns to cancer. And I know, Paul, you recently went through a crazy sleep schedule a few months back. We want to talk about your experience there. And then we'll get to the answer of alkaline water, the truth, the myths, the facts, the misconceptions, what's real, what's not. Stick with us. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. RobertScottBell.com. Back with Paul after the break as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, remember, if you don't know something, the answer is ask a question. If you don't want to look stupid, ask a question, right? Because they catch you and go, hey, we just made up that term you said you know, right? Ask a question. That's the way you learn. Always remain in that, you know, kind of humble place where you, and oftentimes the things that they're saying, even if you think you know what they're saying, they might not know. They might be using a term wrong accidentally, you know, that concept. Paul, I know you get this, right? It's just like we get into trouble because of assumptions. You assume you know what somebody's saying when you don't, right? It's one of those basic communication 101 scenarios.
Oh, yeah. Well, I swear the other day I was talking to someone just like this, and they were complaining later about this person. And I said, you know, you guys thought you were so in sync with each other, but really, if I was to play back your entire conversation, you both said nothing. And because you were talking so general that you both felt like you were right in sync, but actually, I was listening going, what the heck? You know, what are they talking about? And I think sometimes being specific in life has value.
Mm-hmm.
and communicating with intention has value. And stating what you want to state and taking a stand. Earlier tonight, I was talking to Tyler, and I said, you know, when you take a stand in life, that's when people respect you. When we try to be what we call politically correct,
mm-hmm.
all that means is that we're scared to be who we truly are, because either who we truly are is inappropriate, or we're trying to play a game. Well, who ever benefited from that? Other than
or,
people with a moral compass.
Right. or, Paul, maybe we've not got enough sleep the previous night or two nights or 10 nights.
Hey, there you go. And we don't even know what we think.
Well, yeah. You know, we're out of our mind. We talk about, listen, I can get to the place. Certainly everybody's gotten to the point. If you've been through university,
where you go through insomnia, maybe forceful because you're drinking enough coffee to cram to get through the last paper of the year. I remember those times, and I can't drink a lot of coffee. I'm a yerba mate kind of guy, but I enjoy a good cup once in a while. I like the flavor of it, and of course there are other medicinal ways to use it, and we won't go there for the moment. But the idea of sleep, we talk regeneration, we talk detoxification. I mean, this is critical. I mean, when you sleep deprive somebody, they can go into hallucinations, they can become violent, suicidal, all these things. But here's a story, a long-term study, that say poor sleeping patterns are now linked to cancer. Irregular sleeping patterns have been, and they say this, not often you say this in science, unequivocally shown to lead to cancer. Now, this, granted, is in tests on mice, but think about it. When you are a worker bee in America and you're pulling the night shift all the time, you kind of feel like a rat in a maze. You can never get off of it. But they have said higher risk of breast cancer, whether you have the BRCA gene or not, we've discussed those things. But the reality is there's a lot of reasons for this, but we talk about disrupting sleep patterns once in a while, okay, but on an ongoing basis, very detrimental to health.
Well, yeah, if you don't do dishes, it leads to a stinky house, too.
And, yes.
You know, it's kind of the same thing. You know, if you don't allow your body to clean house, and that's what happens during sleep, then you can add up and add up and add up to issues. And there is a stress that comes from a lack of sleep. And I see a lot of people who can't focus. They can't really think clearly because they don't have appropriate sleep. And some people, you were mentioning getting angry. Well, some people have, you know, we all have a certain buffer of patience.
Mm-hmm.
And people get on their nerves. Well, people that have less sleep than they should on a regular basis, they have less of that patience buffer, you know, so they're mm-hmm. constantly more of in a state of stress. And if stress occurs, then cortisol drip starts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And cortisol has definitely been shown, too much cortisol in your system, which is really just a stress indicator. Definitely, there's some studies on that as well, showing that it leads to serious issues as well. So I guess we should have people get sleep.
Yeah, this Dr. Michael Hastings says UK Medical Research Council told the BBC considers this study to give the definitive experimental proof in mouse models that the circadian body clock disruption can accelerate the development of breast cancer. Get some rest, or else you'll be punchy McStuffins, like I'll get sometimes if I don't get enough sleep. All right, we got lots more healing to go, maybe a little more sleep discussion, but we're going to dive into some water, alkaline water. What are the myths? What are the misconceptions? What are the facts? What's the benefit of ionizing the water? Really? Supported by science. Yeah, I said that. You heard me. When we come back, Paul Baird here. Robertswater.com. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, remember, all the links are up in the show notes each day. Thanks to Op-Ed, our intern, helping us out there. And, of course, Paul Bertier, my good friend, joining in the frivolity and healing discussion on all levels. I literally, if you didn't know, I asked Paul to be on. I scheduled him to be on the bottom of the hour. He would be starting now. And I was like, you know, I hadn't heard from Paul in a while. Well, let's get him on early. And he was game. And, Paul, you've done amazing to talk about. Listen, I didn't give you a heads up on any of those other subjects, and you just went with it. Bless you, my friend. That was awesome.
Oh, thanks. No problem.
You must always have had enough sleep.
That's right.
So now you must have had enough to drink, and we're talking water, that thing, that humble, lovable H2O. That is more than that, and yet it's only that, but it's more than that. We talk energy here. We're not afraid to go in places that some people are not, that they won't go, right? We won't tread and talk about. There's an interesting article at Huffington Post, by a guy, a PhD. And sometimes we make fun of PhDs. Sometimes we appreciate him. This guy seems pretty on the money here. John Berardi, founder of Precision Nutrition. And he wrote this headline, or at least they gave the headline at Huffington Post, Alkaline Water, Beneficial or Bogus? And I'm thinking, wow, this could be intriguing. And I'm always looking for the things that are like, oh, no, this is way off. But were you as surprised by this article as I was? It's pretty on target.
No, I loved it, actually. I thought someone, I read to see who posted it because I thought they had recorded me talking and put it down on paper. But I love it. I love the fact that they're talking about the truth and that they're saying, look, alkaline water, the pH in water is not at all where the therapeutic value comes from in water. And in fact, most people, because there are studies, most people enjoy water that is down around a pH of 7 or even a little bit lower, because the osmolarity of water at when it's slightly lower than 7 seems to quench thirst even more, some people say. So a lot of people like a slightly higher pH because the water seems a little sweeter to them. But largely, the pH is irregardless in this, because in at least water out of an echo machine and other electrolysis-based machines, the pH is non-buffered. So the pH is really largely unimportant, because you could take 3 drops of lemon juice and plummet the pH. So pH in a battery acid is very different. pH in stomach acid is highly buffered. You know, it's extremely buffered. It's hydrochloric acid. So pH in the water, like comes out of an electrolysis-based machine, the only reason it's alkaline is because you've removed OH minus, or you know, you have more H, you know, you have removed H plus to increase it, or you've removed OH minus to decrease. That's why the pH shifts in the machine. Either removed acids or you've removed the hydroxides, which is OH negative. It is basically a by-process of electrolysis, not the reason why you would drink the water.
Paul, let me ask you this, because, you know, all of the ionization technology to this point has been pretty similar in terms of the water, some level of purification or filtration. Then you use this electrical input, if you will, on plates that would, you know, kind of, there would be positive, there would be a negative, and then there would be water that would come out as high pH, water that would come out as low pH or acid. And, of course, it was sold as alkaline water as the greatest thing ever because it's alkaline. And there are still companies that insist, or people representing companies that insist, it is the alkalinity that is the magic of this water. And why are they still stuck in that when the science shows otherwise? And even this article acknowledges some of this.
Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
What do you mean by that?
Hey, if you're selling a machine because of pH, and you've been saying that for years and it works, why are you going to change it now, right? You make money selling machines. Who cares what the science says? That's what many people say. I asked the same question. Why would you talk about pH if it doesn't matter? And they said, well, because that's what people... So here's the deal. We talk about... You talk about society we live in. How many times a day, in some way or another, do you hear someone say, you should alkalinize your body? Or you should be less acidic, or you should this and you should that, because the last 10 years in our country, there's been so many sources, so many companies trying to sell all kinds of things that are supposedly alkalinizing your body. Well, I love his report, because he says, look, pH is highly, highly, highly monitored, managed, and stabilized in the body by the body, because every organ in the body operates at an optimal pH. So there's really no such thing as alkalinizing the body. You're not going to make the stomach alkaline. you're not going to do it. And you're also not going to change blood pH. You've got a very narrow window, 7.35 to 7.45. And the body will do that. And so what happened, quite honestly, is going back to 1965, when these types of electrolysis-based water processing machines became a medical device in Japan, they were helping people. Well, they honestly didn't know. They assumed it was the pH. Then in the 1980s, they thought it was microclustering, and then in the 90s, that was proven wrong. So they really didn't know why. We're human beings, you know? We didn't even know the world was round until a little while ago.
Yes.
So the truth is, we were just guessing. Science is guessing, and it wasn't until 2007, many, many years after 1965, when these units were produced and sold, it wasn't until 2007 that they started looking at hydrogen. So it's new science when you really think about it, and so many companies are resistant to change their entire marketing program to
right.
talk about science until they have to.
Or the technology itself. Because, you know, think about the modification that would need to take place. We've discussed this before. If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my good buddy Paul Bertieros with Echo Water, and we have a link. You can download a free ebook, learn more about it, and the science of molecular hydrogen as well. Go to robertswater.com. But there, as I said, there are companies, there's a lot of ionizers on the market, but basically they all do the same thing. But the problem is, once the electrodes become scaled up, because of mineral scaling, calcium deposits, whatever you call it, on the electrodes themselves, they can't any longer produce this molecular hydrogen, which is where, as I said, you said, acknowledged in 2007, they started looking into that as this was where the real benefit was from. So if you have a machine that doesn't reverse polarity with each use, you're going to have to get in there and really clean those electrodes every couple of weeks, or you're not going to get the full benefit out of the water. It might purify it a little, but it's not going to give you that benefit that people go, wow, this is absolutely amazing.
Right. So, and that's another answer, really, to why some companies wouldn't openly do it, because, you know, if you sold a vehicle, for instance, that you had to change the oil every 2 weeks versus every 3 months or something like normal cars, people will be like, I'm not buying that car. So you're not going to want to openly say, hey, we're teaching you about hydrogen. That's where the benefit comes from. But by the way, you need to make sure you go through this process of cleaning the machine every X, whatever that X is, you know, 2 weeks, like you mentioned. Then that's going to harm the sales process, because largely people don't want to buy things that are maintenance intensive. You know, they don't want to do that. And so if you mention pH, then there's nothing you ever have to do to it to have to maintain a higher pH, because every electrolysis-based machine will produce water with higher pH, and you have a very simple reagent that is sent with every machine, and you can test the pH, and so therefore they say it's working.
And it's
only us crazy people that start talking about hydrogen that have to say, no, you need the hydrogen reagent, like the H2 blue that Molecular Hydrogen Institute developed, and they need to get that reagent, and they can test it in their own home for $30. They can test the hydrogen content of whatever electrolysis-based device they're using and see what they're receiving. And it's new. I mean, this H2 blue was only developed within the last year.
So, again, the technology to even detect that you're producing enough hydrogen to be of consequence is something. Now, in this article at HuffPo by this PhD, which is overall a really good article, he doesn't mention molecular hydrogen at all. And then he says, well, you might as well just stick to tap water for the most of the time. And if you're concerned about an acid-based balance, go more plant-based supplement, alkaline mineral supplements. Okay. But, he, you know, as much as I appreciate what he's questioning about the alkaline water, he doesn't take it to the level that you take it to.
No, and I'd love to talk to him. So this is an open plea for Dr. Berardi. I don't know him, but he's built an incredible organization. As I've done a little bit of research since you sent me this. actually, he's built an amazing company in the Inc. 500, and I mean, just amazing precision nutrition, the world's largest online nutrition coaching company. I wasn't even aware of it. And we have many coaches that are promoting molecular hydrogen, especially using the tablets that we have, because they can lift more weight, they don't fatigue anymore. I would love to work together and educate people on how molecular hydrogen can increase ATP and other fuel sources in the body and take off some oxidative stress, because what's not in this article is a call to action for anything.
Right.
Basically,
right.
All it says is, hey, keep drinking water, it doesn't really matter. And for hydration purposes, I agree. I jokingly said to someone that you can drink toilet water like the dogs do, they still get hydrated, or pool water or whatever, and you'll get hydrated if that's all you're concerned about, is getting hydration. But I think, as you said, we're taking a little bit beyond that, which is, hey, let's remove some of the crazy things in water, and let's filter. It's a new concept we're trying. Let's filter the water. But then let's put some molecular hydrogen, which is powerful in the body.
Yes.
And that's the call to action for people.
Paul, can you stick with me one final segment today?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Paul Berchero, my good buddy, Echo Water. He is available at robertswater.com. You can download the free ebook. We'll get you a phone number if you have questions for Paul, because there's always more to discuss. It's such a fascinating topic, and for some maddening, because there's so much changing in this field. But we've got the science, we got the support, we got the power, and we're bringing it back to you. That is to heal. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always more questions than I have time to ask with Paul Bertero. And, of course, you can go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, and there are a lot of questions answered there alone. But you can also call him up when he's off the air, of course. 800-337-7017. Toll free 800-337-7017. If he's not there, just leave a message. He'll get back to you. Great guy. Now, one last thing on that alkaline water story by that PhD on HealthPo. There's a statement here that says alkaline water is rich in alkalizing compounds, including calcium, silica, potassium, magnesium, and bicarbonate. But that could be confusing in terms of what the technology is because it doesn't rely on those things, does it?
You're speaking about are these non-electric machines or people that have reverse osmosis and they're adding minerals back into the water to alkalinize it or to increase the pH of reverse osmosis or distilled water. That is not at all what we are doing. We are not increasing at all the minerals, the beneficial minerals that are in the water through electrolysis. You're increasing pH, but it's kind of like a false thing because it's a non-buffered pH. It's just literally a byprocess. The minerals that are in the water are no more than what they were inherently in the source water that's going through the machine. So in this case where he says, hey, you may have buildup, and then in the end he says, hey, keep drinking tap water, it's no difference for us because the tap water is what you're using in our machine, and you're filtering it, so that would not apply to us. It would apply for other systems where you are artificially increasing or adding minerals to the water to artificially elevate the pH.
Okay, so it's an important distinction to make, and if you need more clarification, again, download the technologies all there at the free ebook that you can get at robertswater.com or 800-337-7017. Paul, so much appreciate it. And then we get this story to wrap it up, which is kind of silly, but not. I mean, anytime somebody makes it to 100 years, you got to go, okay, they did something, right? Or maybe they just have a constitution that is just beyond you know, the Titanic. It doesn't sink, right? A 100-year-old woman, I think this is in Great Britain, it must be, a 100-year-old woman credits her longevity to drinking, but not water necessarily. a daily pint of Guinness. She says she starts every morning at 10:30 with a bag of salt and vinegar crisps, and she's been doing it all these years, and also a little bit of Guinness. Now, we're not claiming Guinness is a superfood. I don't know that she is. She just, you know, it's like those people that smoke and drink their whole life and live to 100, and then they're supposed to be the explanation as to why no one else needs to eat well. Well, that's silly, but it's an interesting anecdote anyway to see a great grandma at 100 going, hey, you know, I'm having a little Guinness, I'm okay.
Yeah, well, maybe she just has less stress. She's just loving life. You know, hey, who knows? But we got to find some people that are 100 that just say, I owe it to my spouse who reduces my stress or my whatever. But, you know, I believe that, I don't know if I'll live to 100, but I hope to, but I think it would be nice to live to 100 to experience everything that's going on, but I don't know if alcohol necessarily is the way to do it.
No, I'm not claiming it either. I just find it's a funny thing, you know, when somebody, who knows why she has lived to 100. I mean, there are so many factors in a life. Of course, your constitution and nutritional upbringing, there's a lot of things.
Well, there's people that smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, you know, and they say, hey, I didn't die until I stopped smoking. You know?
Yeah, I mean, right.
There's always some outliers, that's for sure. And I think genetics would play a role in her life. I'd love to see what percent of her family had lived to a long time. I'm sure it's quite a few people, because I think genetics do play a role.
You can be certain that she has a strong liver, because you don't get that old unless you have a strong liver. And by the way, if you want help with your liver, our good buddy Ronnie McMullen, I hope to have him on this week. LifeChangeTea.com, one of the simplest things you can do. Brew up, put it in your fridge, drink it all week, and you'll be doing wonders for your liver and detox. And Paul, drink some Echo Water with Paul and me. Paul, thank you for being with me. And yeah, brew the Life Change Tea with Echo Water. You're going to live to 200. Okay. Thank you all for being here. Appreciate Aaron as well. And Super Don will be back soon. In the meantime, tell your friends the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.